Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We get a chance to visit with the head wrestling coach at Lena Winslow. They co-op with Stockton High School up in the Northwest Upstate Illini Conference. Coach Milder been around for 26 years. They have a solid program up that way, solid tradition, and he also serves on the IHSA Wrestling Advisory Committee. And this week, the Illinois High School Association deciding to move forward with a wrestling state tournament series for girls wrestling. So I guess first up, Coach, tell us a little bit about the motivation for moving in that direction. I know the numbers have been growing in the sport, that's for sure.
Yes, definitely. Not just Illinois, but nationwide, you're seeing a spike in numbers for girls participation. And I think it's just time that that you're going to see an official state series. I know there's some surrounding states that have started to do it. I know Iowa has one in place, and there's a couple other states that are already doing it. So I think Missouri is one of the other ones that we talked about at the meeting. So it's time. I think the girls' numbers are strong enough that it warrants becoming an official sport.
Yeah, and it looks like it's almost doubled the number of participants in just 3 years, 2017, 2018, 424, 633 the next school year, and this past school year, 837 girls wrestled. So that is a pretty good growth spurt for the sport.
Definitely, and I think once word gets out that it's going to be, its own official sport and have a state series, I think you'll see those numbers probably increase.
And I know the state tournament series for girls wrestling, again, this is an individual state series, will go into place not this next school year, 2020-21. It'll be the following school year, so that's 2021-2022. So what are some of the, I guess, dynamics in play? Has kind of the calendar been set for the state tournament series? I know in the boys' state series, there's 14 weight classes. What are they thinking about in terms of how the girls will be set up?
Yeah, I think they're still gathering data. I know one of the states that we kind of talked about at the meeting, after they kind of get a participation survey at the beginning of the year, they kind of set their weight classes according to where most of the girls are at. I know other states kind of have a set weight class system. So I think having a year to kind of get your ducks in a row, if you will, I think that's what they're going to do to kind of figure out where the weight classes will land. As far as the calendar part of it, I think you're going to see the regular season cut 1 week shorter, and then you'll have I can't remember exactly, we're either going to have the boys' regional that 1 week earlier, and then followed by a girls' regional / sectional. I think right now we're just going to have one step to get them to the state tournament. So it will affect the boys' side a little bit. They'll have a week in between, I believe, their sectional and state tournament, which normally it's, back-to-back. But they're just going to incorporate a girls' weekend in there in the postseason.
What are you hearing within the sport from a small school standpoint? Now, I know talking with you off the air, Coach Milder, you've indicated that over the years your program, you've had female wrestlers participating on the boys' team. Are you hearing much talk about, small school programs kind of developing their own girls' wrestling teams? What has been the discussion regarding that?
Yeah, I think right now the feeling is not much will change, like, for me personally. I think, if we have girls that do come out, we'll just, kind of run the same kind of practice that we've always ran, and they'll be part of our team. And my understanding is they'll be able to compete throughout the year. I know there's already some girls-specific tournaments that we could probably send them to, but I think the idea was that they, during the regular season, they could still wrestle as part of the boys team, but then when the state series at the end of the year starts, they would go that the female side of the state tournament. I think it's the model that might be similar is golf. I think during the season, females are allowed to compete with the boys, but then when the state series starts, they separate into the girls' side of it.
Well, and I know serving on that wrestling advisory committee statewide, it's always nice to get small school voices on there. I think that's very important. So serving on that committee and kind of protecting, you know, the small schools out there, I assume that has to be pretty important to you, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you definitely want your voice heard. And, you know, I get a lot of contact from area coaches or even statewide coaches. I get emails of suggestions on, you know, what to bring up at different meetings, and, you know, your picture's in the state program, so people know that you're on the committee, so they'll come up to you or email you with, hey, if you get a chance, bring this up. And, you know, some of it's good, some of it's, you know, maybe not going to work, but serving on the committee, I found it pretty interesting. You get to learn what the IHSA has to go through before they make any decision, because it's not just as easy as, you know, this isn't working, let's just change it. There's a lot of steps that have to be followed and thought through. They're looking at the big picture all the time, and so it's kind of neat to see their side of how they make decisions.
Well, and I think it's important to note that when you look at this proposal, you know, really going through the proper channels to do it, right? I mean, this is coming through the Wrestling Advisory Committee that is made up of coaches, administrators, and I think you even have an official on that committee as well. And you're talking about different representations throughout the state. And then I know the IHSA has a staff administrator that participates in that advisory committee. So this is really kind of how it should work. I mean, really, in terms of pushing a proposal forward like this state series for girls wrestling, right?
Yes, that's correct. There's three coaches on the committee. There's at least one, maybe two officials that serve on the committee. And the coaches, I know I'm Class A, and we've had a couple 2A guys and 3A guys. I should say there's three that go on each year. I think there's a total of nine coaches or six coaches at any one time. But it's a pretty diverse committee. You're looking at officials, 3A guys, 2A guys. So you really gotta go through the proper channels to get things done. And, you know, what's decided our committee will then move on to, I believe, the athletic director committee, and then that moves on to principal. So it's just the first step of the journey for anything to get passed.
All right, 26 years as the head wrestling coach up at Lee Wynn, which co-ops with Stockton. Do you feel pretty good about where the sport is at right now? I know that in terms of growth of girls wrestling, that's something I know you like to see. But what about just the sport in general? We at a good place right now?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you're always hoping for more participation and, greater recognition throughout the state and everything. But I think our sport's in a pretty good place right now. We've got some, you know, especially in our area, we've got a strong area for wrestling, very competitive. Down where you guys are at is very, very competitive as well. We dip down there and wrestle some of the teams down in that area. I think they're doing a lot of good things. Rules wise, they're trying to make it easier for the kids. I think with a lot of the body fat testing that has taken place over the years, I think they're trying to be smarter with how we're managing our kids and their weight loss. I think from when I wrestled back in the late 80s to where things are now, I think things are in a better place.
All right. I was going to ask you, why does the equation work so well up at Lee Wynn with kind of across the board? I know your football program well recognized with Coach Aaron, Coach Benson, the basketball coach, your wrestling program always on top. Spring sports pretty successful. I think that is it the track coach, he on the football staff too, and that you're on the football staff as defensive coordinator. I think the head basketball coach is on the football staff. How you guys do that up there?
yeah, we get asked that a lot. I think number one, we're all similar age and we're very close. We're all very good friends. We just work really well together. You know, we're all involved in the summer strength and conditioning program that we do. I think one of the big things is, you know, we talk to each other in the summer, so there's never a situation where our kids have, say, a 7-on-7 on a Saturday, but they also have a basketball shootout on the same day or a wrestling camp. We try to make sure that, you know, kids aren't having to choose between this sport and that coach. I don't know. It's just kind of a special environment up here right now. We're all kind of like-minded guys and we work really well together. And we enjoy being around each other, really, is the bottom line.
All right, and it's leading to great success for those athletic programs up at Lena Winslow in the Northwest Upstate Illini. Again, appreciate the visit from Kevin Milder. He's the head wrestling coach at Lee Wynn and also serves on the IHSA Wrestling Advisory Committee. Again, the IHSA moving forward with a state series for girls wrestling. It'll be effective with the school year, not this coming school year, but again, going into effect for the 2021-2022 school year. Coach Milder, thanks for the help today. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
You're listening to WRMJ.